You're listening to Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Cian McCormack. Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
The Spanish military will today send a warship to protect the international flotilla attempting to bring aid to Gaza after it was attacked by drones in international waters off Greece. This morning, Italy said it planned to send two of its navy ships to guard the flotilla. There are several Irish nationals among those on board the vessels. From Ramallah, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Spain has now joined Italy in sending a warship into the Mediterranean to help protect the so-called Global Sumud Flotilla of some 50 civilian vessels carrying aid to Gaza. Sumud means resilience in Arabic. The vessels, staffed by activists and lawyers, were attacked by 12 drones some 30 nautical miles off the coast of the Greek island of Gavdos on Tuesday. The United Nations Human Rights Office has called for an independent investigation into the attacks, saying those responsible must be held accountable. The flotilla organisers, who are aiming to break a naval blockade around Gaza, have accused Israel of being responsible. Israel has not commented, but has accused the flotilla organisers of giving support to Hamas and urged them to dock with the aid in Israel instead. President Mahmoud Abbas will address the UN General Assembly later this afternoon amid deepening tensions with Israel over the decision by major world powers to recognise the state of Palestine earlier this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address the Assembly in person tomorrow. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Ramallah.
The Israeli war in Gaza and the Russian war in Ukraine will be discussed by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney in Ottawa today. The two leaders will also discuss trade. From Ottawa, our correspondent Sean Whelan.
Donald Trump's tariffs on Canada have cost Canadian exporters $5 billion so far this year and have soured relations between the two, as have President Trump's jibes about making Canada the 51st state. Canadians have responded with informal boycotts of US goods. The country's actively looking to make up those losses with expanded trade links elsewhere. Exports to the EU have gone up by 26% since President Trump returned to the White House. Today, the Taoiseach meets new Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, and trade is the top agenda item. The Taoiseach said Ireland will ratify the Canada-Europe trade agreement in the Dáil in the coming months. Its provisional application has already seen an increase in bilateral trade. The wars in Ukraine and Gaza will also be discussed. Canada is a significant participant in international peacekeeping and humanitarian efforts. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Ottawa.
The three candidates in the presidential election are embarking on their first full day of campaigning since nominations closed yesterday afternoon. They'll be on the stump today in Dublin, Laois and Limerick. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Independent candidate Catherine Connolly, who is backed by the left-leaning parties in the Oireachtas, will attend a meeting of the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee this morning in her capacity as a TD for Galway West. Afterwards, and as a presidential candidate, she'll be campaigning in the capital, including at a rally in Harold's Cross this evening. The Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys will start her campaign today in Laois with a lunchtime canvass in Port Laois. Later, she's canvassing in Limerick City before attending a Fine Gael rally in Patrickswell. The Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin will be in the capital this morning with a canvass in Blackrock and Dunleary. He will also be joined by party colleagues at other campaign events in South Dublin.
The HSE has announced that the chickenpox vaccine will be available free of charge from next Wednesday for all babies born on or after the 1st of October last year. The vaccine is provided as part of the routine childhood immunisation schedule offered by GPs. On this programme, Dr. Ciara Martin, National Clinical Advisor with the HSE, explained who would be eligible.
You will get this chickenpox vaccine for your child along with your one-year-old vaccines, where you normally get your vaccine with your GP. The free vaccine is limited. That's when we're starting it, on the 1st of October. If your child is slightly older, so they're born before the 1st of October 2024, you will need to pay for it.
The Economic and Social Research Institute has warned the government of the danger of overheating the economy with its planned €9.4 billion spending increase in the budget next month. The development comes a week after the central bank said the additional expenditure in the budget was too large. The ESRI said the government would be adding to spending which could have damaging effects on the economy. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy.
2 weeks out from the budget and the government has been warned again about overspending. The ESRI has urged the coalition not to rely on taxes paid by multinationals, which it says could vanish. On the cost of living, the independent think tank said higher food prices were affecting middle and lower income households. The ESRI also questioned the government's policy of assisting firms to find new export markets while at the same time opposing the EU Mercosur deal, which would see more trade with South America. The organisation has also revised upwards its forecast for growth for this year to 3.9%. For the domestic economy. It said 35,000 homes will be built in 2025, but added it expected the increase in building in the following years will be less than previously estimated.